This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. 8 Palestinians were killed today in the latest clash with Israeli troops in Gaza City. The Hamas and Islamic Jihad factions are calling for vengeance, and the violence dims hope for diplomatic progress, even as envoys from the United States and Egypt visit the region. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Gaza.
The Zaytoun neighborhood in Gaza City is a mixed residential and industrial area where metal workshops suspected of producing weapons have frequently been the target of Israeli raids. Palestinian security officer Ibrahim Al-Hamarna says this clash began before dawn.
Around 4 o'clock in the morning, the Israeli tanks did invade the area. As soon as they entered, resistance guys, they came and they start to shoot back and forth.
Video footage showed masked Palestinians with shoulder-fired grenade launchers involved in the fighting, and another Palestinian security officer confirmed that more than half of those killed were armed fighters. But he said bystanders were also among the casualties, despite Israel's insistence that all those killed were fighters. At the morgue next to the Shifa Hospital, Ali Antoto waits to see the body of his 17-year-old nephew, Sameh, who was learning to be a mechanic at one of the shops near today's clash.
He was trying to help one injured person where he has been shot there and killed.
An Israeli military spokesman said troops and tanks near the Netzarim settlement engaged armed Palestinians after coming under mortar and anti-tank missile fire. The bloodshed came as U.S. envoys John Wolfe and David Satterfield met with Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Correa. The men called for progress in diplomatic efforts to return the Israeli-Palestinian conflict to the negotiating table. Yesterday, Egypt's foreign minister urged Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat to pursue a truce. Palestinian lawmaker Marwan Kanafani doesn't expect much to come from these recent visits.
No. I think the Arab Americans are coming for a different reason than peace in the Middle East. The Egyptians were here because of worries that the Palestinians should try to find a policy. And none of the efforts, though, deal effectively with the policies of Mr. Sharon.
Hamas spokesman Abdelaziz Rantisi promised violent action, telling a Palestinian news agency that talk of a new ceasefire is nonsense.
We say clearly that there is nothing left for the Palestinian people but resistance. And the only language which this murderers, Zionists, could understand is the resistance.
As Gazans prepared to bury their dead, at least a vocal minority seemed ready to accept that bloody-minded logic as Palestinians hunker down for what promises to be a long winter of unrest. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Gaza City.